Hi, Bengal fans. This is Jeff Tingey, Athletic Director at Idaho State University. Welcome to another installation of our weekly ISU Bengals Athletic Director podcast. Great to join everyone here. I've got an excellent guest this week, Ryan Sargent, who's running the Alumni Association. Ryan, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. We've seen some great things lately with our Alumni Association and getting into all of that. But before we get into that, because we have you kind of introduce yourself to us, give us a background on you, everything we need to know about Ryan.
Yeah, I don't know how much there is to know. I'm from Pocatello, so I grew up here, went to Highland High School. I've been a Bengal fan for a really long time, so I was trying to think today if I could remember the first game that I'd gone to at ISU. And the first one that I remember, I don't know if it was the first game I actually went to, but the first one I remember is 1992 when we were playing Boise State. It's a famous Globe of Death game, but
I was there for that as well.
Yeah, I think that was the first game I was at. I had to be in, I don't know, like third grade, fourth grade, something like that, and I think that's when my dad started buying season tickets. So been to almost every home game since then. So when I think of of athletics and ISU, that was always a special thing growing up for me. Is that's something my dad and I did every, you know, Saturday of the fall as we were at the ISU games. We had some great experiences there. So I've been a Bengal fan for a long time, considered myself a Bengal for a long time, and enrolled at ISU when I went to college. Started in, when did I start college? 2005, I guess. So started here at ISU in 2005. Earned a degree in political science, and then went up to the University of Idaho. Earned a law degree, practiced law for a few years before taking a job here at ISU.
Now, you are also in an elite class of individuals who can call themselves a former college or university student body president, as you were the student body president here.
I was.
How did that come along? I mean, is it something that you always wanted to do, or?
You know, I've been interested in politics for a long time. So I think I've always had that political interest and just went for it when I was a student. So I ran for vice president one year and we lost in a runoff, and then I ran for president the next year and won that one. So yeah, it was a great experience.
Thinking back to that, were there any certain initiatives you were pushing, you know, the year that you were president and things that, you know, the mark you left on the university?
Yeah, so there was a couple things that we wanted to do. One of our big goals that we didn't get accomplished is we wanted to put a student on the State Board of Education. We thought that having a student member would be really good representation for the people that are actually paying to go to school.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree with that.
And we had the support of our administration. President Valas was behind us, and it was fun. We wrote a bill that went in the legislature, and I think it failed by one vote in the Senate Education Committee, which is where it died. But it was a fun process and something that I think was neat. And what was cool after that was the state board started putting students on their subcommittees, and so that was kind of a good compromise. But I think our biggest accomplishment was passing the Reed Gym student recreation
center.
That's a
great facility. Holy cow.
So I don't know if everyone that went to school with me or before me should remember, you know, working out at Reed Gym in the basement.
In
used
the basement.
To be a shooting range, right?
Yeah.
back in the day. So it's just thick concrete where rifle teams and rifle classes used to be held, and then we had two little rooms with some weights in one and treadmills in the other.
Well, and if you were looking to lose some weight down in those rooms, you could, because you were it was hot, muggy, and sweaty.
Always 95 degrees down
man,
there.
Man, that was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think if there's one thing that still has an impact on campus that we did was getting that Reed Gym expansion.
Well, that's a great mark to leave. So, yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then this year, as tradition continues, it's come back to the family, and your sister's the student body president.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So pretty excited for her, and I think she's doing a really good job so far. I saw her down in Logan last night. She took down a I think a couple Suburbans full of students, and so I think she's having a great time and doing a good job.
Yeah, I think she got about 30 students there. That was great.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they got to go and be a part of that. So thinking about all of that, how did you transition from working with the law into Idaho State University and administration with the university?
I think I mentioned I practiced law for a few years. It was a great career. I really enjoyed it. I liked practicing law full time. I enjoy being a lawyer, but just had an opportunity to get back to the university. And like I've mentioned, it's held a special place in my heart for a long time, and I think has had a big impact on my family. And so when the opportunity to come back and work in advancement was opened up, I felt like I needed to at least give it a shot, because I want to see Idaho State succeed, and I want to see it do great things, and being an advancement's an awesome opportunity where I think you can have a genuine impact in improving the university.
Yeah, and I've got to say, this is probably a feather in your cap. Ever since you've started back in advancement with the university, the Alumni Association, now you're running the Alumni Association, I feel like in these last couple years that you've been here, the events that you guys put on have doubled, tripled, quadrupled. They're more in the last 2 years than I can remember in the first 7 years that I was here. That changed when you came here, so I'm going to attribute it to you.
I think we've got a great staff. We've got a great board of directors of the Alumni Association. I think we've got a good vision moving forward to reach people that we haven't maybe reached in the past. And if I can make a quick plug, we've got another event coming up next week that's based around the volleyball game in Boise. So our volleyball team is going to the Boise State Classic to play a little round robin with a few other teams. We play Boise State next week in Boise at Bronco Gym, which is right next to the Taco Bell Arena, at 7 p.m. And we'll be there. There's a little park right next to the gym on Boise State's campus. We'll be there with a smoker and smoking some food and
nice.
Having a little party before the volleyball game. Volleyball tickets, I think, are only $6. So come enjoy a little picnic and a barbecue with us and go cheer on the Bengals as we take on Boise State next Saturday night.
Well, that's a great one. I mean, you had a way to reach out to the alumni in Boise. You had an event last night in Logan, a way to reach out to all of the alumni in that area. We had the your kickoff tailgate for the I Love ISU campaign a week ago at the football game. I mean, it just, there seems to be so many events, and it's great, from my perspective, great to see all of the outreach that you're getting, both to the Southeast Idaho communities, but, you know, Boise and Logan and you know, Reno and Portland and all of those different things.
Yeah, we've got good alumni all over the country, and we're trying to build up a strong alumni chapter network where we can stay in better touch with alumni all throughout the region and throughout the country. And so it's great to have such a good relationship with athletics because that's a natural fit for us to mm-hmm. do events around athletic games and whatever. And so we try to take advantage of those things and appreciate you, Jeff, and your staff and how accommodating you are in allowing us to do that.
It works out really well. You've got this event coming up, and then you're doing a few for homecoming. I think there's one the Thursday before the homecoming football game on Cadet Field. What's that one?
Yep. So we have an alumni homecoming kickoff. So a lot of our alums come back into town on Thursday to prepare for the game, and we've got an award ceremony on Friday night. But our Thursday night event, for the first time, I think in a long time, we're back on campus, and so we're going to have a party on Cadet Field. That's a field in between the Rendezvous Center and Reed Gym. We're going to have a party right there. We'll have some great food, a lot of vendors coming in for some food. We'll have some music and just a good time. And then everyone that comes to that is going to get into the volleyball game, which starts at 7 o'clock that night mm-hmm. For free as well. So it's a great opportunity to come out with your friends and family. Enjoy some food, reconnect with some alumni, come back to campus and check out a beautiful spot on, that was a gorgeous spot of campus, right? Newly redone cadet field. You got Rendezvous Center in the mountains right there. It's going to be excellent. And then cheer on the Bengals as they take on NAU that night.
Yeah. So one of the things I want to talk about is the outreach programs that you're doing. Besides all of this, you did one in the last couple of weeks with football helmets and tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. What, can you tell us about that one a little bit?
Yeah. So we've got a promotion going on, and where we're hiding football helmets around town, and we've partnered with some businesses, and these helmets are being hit around town. Then the university on the university Facebook page, a photo's taken of where the helmet's found, and then progressively the photo gets taken further and further back until somebody finds where it's at. Person that finds the helmet gets to keep an authentic Idaho State University football helmet, and then inside there's there's a pride pack with some shirts and football tickets to that week's game. So it's been really fun, and we appreciate all the businesses that have partnered with us to make it happen.
So for the first home game, where was the helmet?
Oh, geez, I didn't actually do much of the hiding, but I know there was one at OK Ward Park. There's five every week.
Yeah.
So leading up to game day, there's five before the game. But I think they were all, I think one was up City Creek. I don't know, Alameda Park, I think, had one. So
wasn't there one at Barry's?
So Barry's was one of our partners.
Oh,
and,
okay.
You had to find the helmet that Barry's sponsored and take it into Barry's to get the pride pack.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's fun. I mean, what a great idea to get people thinking about it, out looking for helmets and getting some apparel and tickets and fun stuff. I'm loving this stuff. I really am.
Yeah. Well, and it's been great to see people get excited again with school starting. We've had great support with Welcome Back Orange and Black, and I think folks are excited about the football season. See what Coach Fennessy can do, and there's a lot of really good things going on this fall.
Yeah. So right now, the university is in its annual I Love ISU campaign. The Alumni Association is partnered as part of that. We had a great tailgate last week at the football game. God, there must have been 500 people at it. It was really well attended. And
yeah, it's hard to keep a count because people are in and out.
They come and go.
But I know that we had the opportunity, a few employers had sponsored football tickets, and we gave away just under 400 football tickets. So that's not counting people that already have season tickets that were there or had bought their tickets previously or worked for a company that wasn't sponsoring tickets. So I think it was a great event. We had a lot of fun. It was a great game that night as well.
Well, that was fun. There's so many people there. Good music, good food. Coca-Cola partnered with you. They were giving those Coke floats away. Really nice glasses and... Yeah, it was a great event. And so all of that combined, I've just got to say thanks because I love the outreach that our institution is doing right now out to all of our other communities. We really appreciate you. We really appreciate, your board and the university employees on the board and also all of the alumni, volunteers on that board because it's really fun to see all the things that we're doing for the university.
Yeah, and it couldn't happen without our alumni volunteers. So it's been really a good experience to see so many dedicated Bengals, not just here in Pocatello, but throughout the state, throughout the region, that really care about the institution, want to see it succeed, and give of their time and talents and money to help us succeed as an alumni association and as a university. So
yeah. Well, good. Well, Ryan, we appreciate having you with us this week. Always great to talk to you and appreciate all the things you do for the university.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, and go Bengals.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, to all of our Bengal fans, football played last night, disappointing loss to Utah State, but we saw some good improvements, especially from the week before, playing a Mountain West Conference team with, almost unlimited resources as compared to what we have. Football team fought well, made good improvements, and I think a game like that really prepares us for Northern Colorado in 2 weeks when we open up conference play. And that's, you know, that's the idea. We want to be ready for conference play. I think we saw some good improvements from, you know, all aspects, and yet areas where we need to improve. So looking forward to that. Volleyball is on the road this weekend at Colorado State. I think soccer's got some time off. We'll start up again as we come. I appreciate everyone joining us in, and you know, catch all of those games on our website or the live stats. We appreciate everyone's support. Hope you have a great weekend, and go Bengals.